The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, it's the Bulletin Blitz, only on the Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Tuesday, March 18, 2025. And we'll start with one that's sports adjacent, I guess, Bart. The Knicks had a win over the Miami Heat yesterday, 116-95. I don't really care about the game. I'm not a Knicks fan, nor do I care about this whatsoever, with the exception of the fact that there was a 10-minute break in the action. Because really big Knicks fan, no, not Spike Lee, but Tracy Morgan wound up yakking all over the court. Projectile vomit, maybe a couple of, maybe 10, 15 feet away from Kenny Albert. He seemed squeamed out. Like, it was really gross. It wouldn't even show it on the cameras, but after the game, Josh Hart, you know, gave a shout out to Tracy Morgan, said he hopes he's okay.
First and foremost, obviously, we hope everything's good with Tracy Morgan. Avid lifetime Knicks fan, so prayers go out to him and his health and safety.
It was the first thing I saw before we went on the air yesterday, and I didn't mention it at all last night because I didn't know how bad it was, and I didn't want to start making jokes. And then he was like, not okay. But he posted today it was food poisoning. Because if there's ever a time of the year you get food poisoning, it's the night of St. Patrick's Day when you're out at a Knicks game. But yeah, he posted a picture. He's looking good, and he'll be back to being old Tracy Morgan in no time. But I don't know. I went to the Bucks game on Sunday night and came home and didn't throw up, but didn't feel good the next day, and I tried to tell my wife I was food poisoned, and she didn't buy it.
No, it's because she knows you very well. I mean, food poisoning an excuse around St. Patrick's Day, really, that's almost boy who cried wolf. I'm not saying that that's what's going on here, because it seems legitimate based on the photos that he shared. But man,
I always get food poisoning on New Year's Eve, too. It's the craziest thing. Cinco de Mayo, I get food poisoning. It's messed up.
I get food poisoning on Flag Day. I get food poisoning the day before Thanksgiving. It's very odd.
Good chance I might have food poisoning tonight.
I can almost guarantee you I will get food poisoning this July when I turn 40. That's going to be really bad case of some food poisoning. All right, let's go to Cam Hayward. This was on his podcast, Not Just Football. Very clever name, I guess. He says he ain't going to recruit Aaron Rodgers.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Do you know why I love Cam Hayward? He's a big Marvel fan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he, like, jumps on Marvel podcast all the time. And
really?
Just talks about Marvel, yeah.
So when we get our Marvel podcast going, I've got to reach out to Cam Hayward.
Yeah, I bet you he'll do it. He probably won't come on the Bart Winkler Show, but if we have like 1/20th of the audience and talk about Marvel, I think he'll come on.
You know, but that Marvel pod could be the gateway to the Bart Winkler Show, which is so backwards. True.
Yes.
Because it really
yes.
should be the other way around, but whatever. I don't make the rules.
Well, we'll talk about his interest and then have him talk about his job. Yeah, that's the right way. I agree.
All right, well, let's go to a guy that doesn't have a job anymore, at least with the Eagles, or at least the NFL. Looks like he's calling it a quits. Here is former Eagles Brandon Graham. He gives an emotional goodbye to his teammates.
I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had everything I had in this. And I don't have no regrets.
He was with the Eagles all the way back since 2010. One of the few guys that were on both of those Super Bowl championship teams. Jake Elliott's one? I don't know if there's any more. Maybe. I'll ask AI later.
I don't think there were any more holdovers. I actually think those were the only two guys.
What's going to be weird for him is week one.
Yeah.
Like, he's been playing football with the Eagles for 15 years, and then in college for 4 years before that, and then in high school, and basically every weekend in the fall since he was 13 years old. That's going to be weird. That's weird. I bet you he's going to be one of those guys that, like, he's on the Eagles sideline four or five times a week or like a season. Like, oh, Brandon's here. You can't keep him away. It's going to be weird. It's going to be tough, but congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, despite it being for the Eagles. No, I'm kidding. Congratulations. I think he'll miss training camp. He will miss OTAs with a smile on his face. The practices, all that other crap, no problem. But when it comes to real game day action, like you said, that first Sunday, he's going to be like, oh, God, what did I do? All right, let's go to this was last night. Let's go to Hubert Davis, head coach of North Carolina, who's currently almost doubling up San Diego State right now. Score is 59-32 in the second half. This comes off of the heels of a little controversy considering Bubba Cunningham is the athletic director, also the chair of the selection committee. So UNC was one of the last teams in. Hubert Davis says, yeah, I'm not worried about that. He blocked out all the criticism regarding his program.
I didn't listen to bracketology. I didn't listen after our name was selected on CBS. I didn't listen to the telecast. I haven't listened to anybody's comments in regards to selection, seedings. And so I know that we're really excited to be a part of this.
And it would make no sense for him to do that. He can't be worried about that. He's got to coach his team. He's got to make sure they're focused, which they clearly are. North Carolina right now is playing in one of those playing games. They are up 59-32 with 14 minutes to go in the second. Should they win, they will play Friday against Ole Miss. And then I think if they win that, if they lose that, they'll still be critics. I mean, with all due respect to San Diego State, I don't know that they're proving anything. By winning big, it certainly is not nothing. But then if they were in a matchup against Iowa State and they were able to win that, then we might be able to say, okay, the committee was right, the theory was right, the scam that Bubba Cunningham was the guy, which is just so, like, I don't know. Maybe you just shouldn't have an AD that's the guy. Maybe that's the issue. Or have it be like a program you know is going to be elite or trash and not a bubble team.